Ostend has an old shoreline, and it's covered with beautifully carved granite blocks. So they just set us ashore on the granite. And on March 1 at night was still winter, and it was cold. I had no shoes, no nothing but the skivvy shirt on and the dungarees. So I padded around on the rocks there, and we tried to see what we could do. Pretty soon a truck came up and picked up all the Navy men. It was run by the Navy. So then, I don't know who picked us up. Some civilian truck picked us up and took us off to the Belgian war relief storage. And meanwhile, we still had our pilot aboard. He was dressed up in his regular overcoat and hat. Didn't look like a Navy man at all, just a regular civilian. And he lived there, so he walked home. Laughed after I found out what happened to him. I was laughing. But we didn't know who picked us up, and it took us to the British Army depot nearby. And the British Army took us on. And they had an empty, big mess hall under a tent. And they fed us, the two of us, just two of us. Officers had been taken somewhere else. Navy men, of course, had gone off with the Navy. And we were just given to the British. So they fed us and put us to bed, gave us a blanket, and took us to their barracks there with wooden slats. I didn't care about wooden slats. I slept. But the next morning we woke up, got some breakfast, and they gave us regular issue, which we're not used to, an aluminum bowl, which was our plate, aluminum cup, and knife and fork and spoon. So it's don't lose those. So we were issued those, and we got our food, and then went by to clean them up. And what happens is you have a huge cauldron of boiling water, you dip it in that and soap in it and clean off your dishes, and that's your responsibility. So I was just ready to dunk my equipment, and the sergeant shouted over, "Hey, that's the tea!" So I held off fast and realized that the tea was already colored with milk and whatever, so I didn't fool with that anymore. But I don't know how long we stayed there, how many days or nights, but pretty soon the Navy sent a young ensign around in a car with his driver to pick up whatever was left, and what he found was two seamen, merchant seamen.